adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters all over the United States and parts of Canada read the Comic Weekly every Sunday. Join this vast, fun, and adventure-loving family of readers who know the Comic Weekly is tops. Insist on the Sunday paper that brings to you this great comic supplement. Jungle Jim's long and adventurous hunt for Karnak the Killer has almost come to an end, for at last he is standing on the beach of the little island hidden away on a small lake in one of the Paguan Islands where Karnak has his secret headquarters. Just when Jungle Jim and Kolo are about to approach the house, a beautiful girl rises up from the cover of a pile of rocks to block their path. She's armed with a high-powered rifle and orders Jim to leave the island at once. He recognizes the girl as Judith, Karnak's niece. She pleads with Jim to leave while he still has a chance. She makes no attempt to call or arouse Karnak and his men, which leads Jim to believe she's more of a friend than an enemy. Jim and Kolo make a move as if they're going to leave, but stall their departure long enough to see what the girl will do. Finally, she comes down from her position behind the rocks onto the beach and approaches Jungle Jim and Kolo.
Now listen, Kolo. Watch me when she gets close to us. We'll give her a chance to prove she's a friend, and maybe she'll help us. But if she gives us any trouble, I'll give a signal. And you grab her gun while I hold my hand over her mouth so she won't scream.
Quiet, Juan. She hear you. Kolo, be ready to grab the gun.
There's no use your attempting to stall here. I've got a gun, and I know how to use it. I've given you your chance to get away. Now, please go before it's too late.
We're in no hurry, miss. We've got some important work to do before we leave this island.
Don't you realize your lives are in danger? I'm doing my best to help you. Please listen to me. Go now, quickly, while you still have a chance.
We came here after Karnak the Killer. Surely you don't mean to defend him.
I mean to defend you against yourselves. You're mad to try to capture my uncle. You're completely unarmed. Two men against his staff who are all armed with rifles and machine guns. At the first suspicious sound, my uncle will arouse his men. They will overpower you and take you prisoners. And if you know him at all, you know the fate of all his captives. Now, please go before it's too late.
No, miss, we'll stay and take our chances. All we need is your help. Once we get him, we'll put him behind bars where he belongs. You say you want to help us. Prove it now by helping us get Karnak the Killer. Well, are you with us?
No. No, he's my uncle. His mind is sick. He was once a fine man with a brilliant brain. Please don't judge him by what he appears to be now. Don't you understand? He's ill, mentally. Something in his mind has snapped. But he was once kind, generous, and talented. He will be again if he gets a chance. Now, please go away.
I'm sorry for you, miss, but I've got a duty to perform. I pledge myself to the government. I can't go without taking him with me.
Oh, don't be so foolish. You haven't a chance. For your sake and mine, please leave here at once.
I fully appreciate your apprehension over my safety, miss. I can sympathize with your staunch loyalty to your uncle. But you can serve the best interests of everyone concerned by helping us capture him peaceably.
No, no, please go away. If you don't, I'll have to shoot.
Now, listen to reason, miss. We want to be your friends. Help us and we'll... All right, Kolo. Have you got that rifle, Kolo?
I have it, Juan.
Boy, she screamed loud enough to wake up everyone on the island. Quick now, I can hold her. Get that handkerchief out of my back pocket there. We've got a gagger.
Juan, I get it. I find Juan.
All right. Get ready now, Kolo. When I pull my hand away from her mouth, slip that handkerchief around and tie it tight. Sorry I had to resort to strong-arm methods, miss, but you gave us no other alternative.
Kolo, tie her mouth tight, Juan.
All right now. Rip up my undershirt. Make some strips to tie up her hands and feet. Now, quickly.
Yes, Juan.
We're getting kind of loose. Now, miss, if you'll stop struggling and keep still, we'll try not to hurt you.
Here's a piece of shirt, Juan. I tie her feet now.
All right. Now, miss, just sit down on this rock while we tie you up. Don't struggle and we'll be as gentle as possible. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks. All right, Kolo, tie up her feet. Then grab that rifle and look around. See if anyone up in the house is coming out.
Good, Juan. There. Missy feet tied up good. I keep watch.
All right. Now then, miss, just let me put both arms behind your back and I'll tie them there. And if there's any shooting, just stay down behind these rocks and you'll be safe. See anything up there, Kolo?
Yes, Juan. Window open. Man put head out. Look round. Now go back.
Good. If he comes out, keep him right on the side of that rifle. But don't shoot until I give the word. There, miss. Now you're all tied up. Now sit back and keep still and you'll be all right.
Nobody come out of house, Tuan.
Good. Now give me that rifle and be prepared for anything.
In the meantime, Judith's piercing scream has awakened the occupants of the house. Karnak leaps from his bed, grabs an automatic pistol, and throws open his window. But Jim, Kolo, and Judith are down behind the protecting shadows of the rocks along the shore. Sparks, Karnak's radio operator, hearing the scream, rushes to Karnak's room.
Chief, it's me, Sparks.
Come in.
Hey, what's up? Who's screaming?
I don't know yet, but I'm going to find out. First, you get that machine gun.
Yeah?
Go back to your room and watch. There's something wrong and it may be a raid.
Okay.
Keep your eyes open on that approach from the beach. That's where the scream came from. Keep your finger on the trigger, and if anyone shows himself, let him have it. I'll watch from my window until you get back to your room and take up your post.
Okay, Chief. I'll be back there pronto. I'll give you a shot when I'm ready.
I'm all right, Chief. Everything's set.
Righto. Judith. Judith. Where are you, Judith? Judith! Not here. Confound that girl. If she's betrayed me. Mr. Brill? Mr. Brill! Mr. Brill!
What is it? What do you want?
Is my niece in here with you, Mr. Brill?
No, she isn't. She hasn't been here all evening. I just heard someone scream down on the beach.
Yes, I'm afraid something's wrong. So I must ask you to go to bed and remain quiet.
Yeah?
I think some of your foolhardy friends may be attempting a raid, so I'm warning you to remain perfectly still. If you cry out, attempt to warn, or communicate with anyone on the outside, I shall be forced to keep you quiet permanently.
Don't worry. Go ahead and have your fun. And if it is a raid, I wish you all kinds of luck, and most of it bad.
Remember, Mr. Vrill, you're still my prisoner, and I might have to use you in making these fools who are attacking me see sense. Well, Sparks, you see anything?
No, Chief, everything's quiet now. I didn't see a thing.
My niece is missing. Her bed is undisturbed, and I'm afraid she's somewhere out there on the beach.
You want me to go out and take a look around, Chief?
No. You remain here and keep watch.
Okay.
We can hold this place safely, but if one of us goes out there, we may fall into a trap. Whoever it is, they've seized Judith and are holding her, expecting us to come out in the open, where we'd be either shot or captured.
Yeah, that's right.
No, we're going to stay right here. We'll give them plenty of trouble, and if there isn't too many of them, we can hold this place forever.
Hey, wait, Chief. I can spot somebody. Yes? Looks like a white man, too.
Where?
He's down there behind that pile of rocks on the beach.
All right. I'm going back to my room. With one of us at either end of this building, we can cover the entire length of the beach. Have you plenty of ammunition for that machine gun?
Look there, Chief. I got enough to hold off an army.
Good. But don't waste it. Be sure you have a good target before you start shooting.
Okay, Chief. I'll keep them off with this, and I'll make it hot for anybody that starts giving us the rush act.
And carefully hidden behind the rocks, Jungle Jim and Kolo wait for a chance to advance on the house. Stealthily, they crawl between the rocks until they reach a vantage point where they get a good view of the side of the house.
Look, Tuan. Two men at windows.
Yeah, one at each end of the house. And look at the one at this end, Kolo.
Yeah.
He's got a mask on. Say, Kolo, that's Karnak the killer.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we got to look at him, even if it is at a distance.
Good chance to shoot now, Tuan. We see him, he not see us.
No, Kolo. First, I want to take Karnak alive, if I can take him at all. And second, there's only 5 cartridges in this rifle, and we might need one of them later on.
That be close, Tuan. Hear bullet sing.
Well, I'll say it was close. Just be careful now and keep pulling the cover. Well, there's one thing we found out. We've got machine guns up there. That's going to make it tough for us.
That be man in far window with machine gun, Tuan.
And if I do any shooting, I'm going to concentrate on him. He's the first guy we've got to put out of commission.
Good place. Through rock. Here, Tuan. We get closer to house. They not see us.
All right. You go ahead, Golo. Move up through there. And see how close you can get to the house.
Wait, Tuan. Much closer now, Tuan. Look, machine gun sticking out of window.
Yeah, I can see the machine gun. What I want to see is the fellow who operates it. I'd like to get a good sight on him.
Look, Tuan. Huh? I see head of man in window now.
Yeah. Now wait till I drive the rifle over this rock and I'll throw a bead on it. There.
Be careful.
Now then, Golo. Keep your fingers crossed and wish me luck.
Head not there in window, Tuan.
Let's hope I hit him. It's too dark up there in the shadows to see very well. I'll land my sight in front of that window.
He not shoot machine gun. Maybe you hit him, Tuan.
Golo, we've got to get much closer to the house. Now you follow me. I'm going to make a quick dash across this path and get up to those rocks on the other side.
Mm.
Give me a chance to get over there and get set. Then you follow.
Be bad to cross, Tuan. Path can be seen from house. Maybe you get hit.
Well, I'll try it. It's only a few steps across here. So here goes. Well, we made it, Colo. I was a little afraid when I saw you stumble. He didn't get you, did he?
No, Tuan. He fired too high. Bullet over my head. Colo trip on loose rocks.
Well, we're quite a bit closer to the house now. Perhaps I can get a better shot at the bird with a machine gun. No chances on us getting any closer. I'll bring the devil out of those rocks around us.
Yeah.
Keep sweeping those rocks with that gun to keep us from getting a chance to draw a bead on them.
Be bad, Tuan. Colo know old trick. Maybe fool him, Tuan.
What is it, Colo? We'll try anything to get him.
I put turban on top of stick over here, Tuan. When he shoot this way, you run over that way. Get closer. Maybe get good shot at him.
Okay, let's try it. Here's a good big branch. Now wait till I slide down here and get ready to make a run for it.
All ready, Tuan.
All right, Cole. Go ahead. Cole, are you safe?
Here, yes, Tuan. I hear a man scream after you shoot. Think you got him this time, Tuan?
I think I did, Cole. Had a good view of his head and shoulders from that window.
Stop, Colo!
Will Jungle Jim and Colo be successful in their daring raid on Karnak's headquarters? Will they be able to capture Karnak alive and take him back for trial? And what will happen if Karnak suddenly decides to avenge himself on Shanghai Lil for the raid on his headquarters by Jungle Jim? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.